Well, I think there are two main drivers of our budget situation for this year and next year. One is the continuing disinvestment by the state in community colleges. Although we made a little bit of progress in the last legislative session, we're still below the allocation that we received in 2007, so that's definitely an issue. But the bigger issue is our decline in enrollment. We increased almost 40% during the recession from 2008 to 2012. And now as people go back to work and the employment numbers get better, our enrollment is going down. We went down 10% last year, probably looking at 12 or 13% this year, and we're projecting that we may go down between 7 and 12% for next year. Now that tuition is 42% of our budget, that has a big impact on our revenue. For every 10% in enrollment decline, we lose about $3 million in tuition revenue. So that's really, those are the drivers that impact our budget for next year.
What are some of the options that the Board of Education is considering to cope with this?
Well, this year we've been working on becoming more efficient in the number of sections that we offer, so it has mostly impacted part-time faculty and staff. And those the numbers of part-time faculty and staff really grew during the recession, so we're focusing on that. For next year, we will do the same. We have a number of vacancies that we have been carefully scrutinizing, and I expect that we will limit the number of new hires that we do for next year. We're looking at the usual things like materials and services, not investing in as much in major maintenance, equipment, and those kinds of things. And with all of that, we can get pretty close to the $10 million gap that we have if our enrollment goes down 7%. But to get to the $12 million gap, which we would have if we have a 12% decrease, it's quite possible that we're going to have to reduce programs and services, and that's when, unfortunately, we might have to impact our contracted faculty and staff.
When that is considered, how do you go about doing that? How would you determine what staff would be vulnerable?
Well, we have been working on this since September in our public board meetings with the board, and we have a set of criteria and principles and data elements that we look at to help us make the decisions of which programs we would propose to either reduce or eliminate. So we're going through a process now of applying those criteria to all of our programs and services, and then we will narrow down a list that we will propose to the board on April 28th.
You talked about how enrollment has dropped and that has to do with the economy. Why do more people go to community college when the economy is not so good?
Well, this is just part of the community college cycle across the nation. When unemployment goes up, community college enrollment goes up because people who aren't employed take the opportunity to come back to school, upgrade their skills, or start a new career in our career and technical program. So this is a reflection of what happens nationally. When the economy gets better and people have completed their programs or there are more jobs, they're going to leave the college and start to fill those jobs.